Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I am privileged to be joined by Perry Public Works Director Jack Butler, who managed to take some time out from his very busy schedule right now to talk to us. Jack, thank you so much for joining me today.
Well, thanks for having me.
So I alluded to the busy schedule, and that's because last week, a big, big undertaking. Tell us what happened last weekend is going on this week.
So Monday morning, last Monday there, the semis pulled in about 6:30 in the morning at the high school football field parking lot. So there were 7 semis full of the new garbage cans. They unloaded them. They put them on trailers, and they took off. The city previously giving them an address list, you know, every house in town. And so they kind of made their own little route. They took off and just started delivering garbage cans. You know, as they worked themselves through the neighborhoods, they put them all together and delivered them up to the doorsteps. And you'll notice on back of them, there is a serial number. Every house has been assigned this specific can. So basically what we're asking is if you move, please leave the can there. That can belongs to the house, not to you. Being the city did go ahead and purchase all these cans, we're wanting to sign it to the house. So yeah, it was very, very busy. About 4.5 days to get all them cans delivered. And the crews were great. You know, they ran them up to people's houses, and we actually had notes already put into the system. So they had all them notes, and, you know, they did what we asked, and we're very happy with it.
For sure. Quite the undertaking there. Now, starting today, this is when the cans officially start in use, correct?
Yes. We had a few folks, they were tickled pink to get them cans, and everybody was. Everybody that we talked with, they were just happy as all get out. We did put a flyer in the top of them cans, and it gave some instructions and said that it was starting today. And I'm hoping everybody looked at that flyer, because it did have some rules, some things that we want you to do and what not to do. And it's important getting it as close to the curb as possible. That's a big one. The truck will reach, but we're trying to streamline it. And the longer the truck has to sit there and reach for it, the harder it is on everything, on the arm and the maintenance on that arm. And so try to get it out to the edge of that curb. You know, we've had a lot of phone calls about people were concerned about parking. If you have a driveway in front of your house, place it right next to the driveway. And we are going to work. We're going to have crews running around behind the trucks this week and next week. And they're going to have a notice. And, you know, if maybe you've stuck it next to the mailbox or the power pole, or we got a car that's an issue, we're going to put out notices and we're going to talk with folks. It's a new system. And honestly, you know, we're not the first city to do this. So it's not like this isn't a problem in every other community. So there's ways to work around the problems, and we're going to do that. And I hope that they do have the sheets and they looked through them. We talked about overfilling the carts. That was a big no-no. And the reason for that is because when the truck grabs that can and it brings it through its motions and picks it up, if you've got garbage, you know, hanging over the sides, it's going to fall on the ground and make a mess. That's what we don't want. Honestly, I think if you've seen this cart, they're huge. They're 95 gallons. But you're going to hold a lot of garbage in this can. So we're going to get you dumped. But if there's something where, you know, we might have you move it over here, we'll work through it. You know, we'll get it all taken care of, and it's going to be a smooth transition.
Now, kind of the rule of thumb for placing the can as far as stuff surrounding it, it was 5 feet around of clearance you want. Is that correct?
Yeah. And I think we were asking for 4, but yeah, the more the better, obviously. And that's the biggest thing, that you got to kind of imagine this truck. It has like a clamp on the end of it that reaches around and grabs that can. So when that thing's opened up, it's about 4 foot wide. So, you know, it needs to be able to reach in there and grab it. And that's why we ask that you try to do your best with placing it. And another real important thing is when they place it at the curb, you got to make sure, you know, the handles that you drug it out there with, they need to be pointing towards the house. Because as that truck grabs it and tips it up, that lid only opens one way. So we need to be able to do that. And, you know, it's all automated. We don't want to be getting out of the truck and turning cans around. If you're not going to, you know, work with us, you're going to get left, unfortunately. And we'll give you a notice. But that's the whole reason for going automated, is it's a one-man operation, and he does not get out of the cab of that truck. He drives down the road and he just picks them off as he goes. But like I said, we're going to work with everybody. We'll get through this. It's a change for everybody. It's going to be a change for us, but it's a step in the right direction. It's going to go off pretty good.
For sure. Now, the Cans are delivered. The trucks are now also in operation. So how are you kind of seeing those trucks so far?
Well, so far, so good. We actually got them trucks a couple weeks in advance. So we were able to play around with them, and we got them all set up and kind of got a few bugs worked out of them. So we're expecting a smooth transition here. There's always a hiccup somewhere, so I'm sure as we get to going, we'll find something that's going to need fixed. But yeah, so far, so good. We're happy.
All right. Well, now one last thing to talk about as far as this is concerned is not directly related to garbage, but it still is. That's recycling. So recycling no longer going to be picked up curbside, correct?
Right. So we have got three locations, and at these locations, you're going to see it looks like a big overgrown garbage can. It's going to have stickers on it. They're blue. They say, you know, City of Perry Recycling. We've got some rules on them, you know. There's three locations, and the first one is down at the police and fire station. We got two bins there. The next two are out at the rec center. Then the other two are out on the east end of town, right behind the football field and the parking lot there. We've got an area that we're going to put a couple there. You have to take it there. We'll still pick it up, and we still haul it to Des Moines, but it's going to be a little different. The curbside just, it's sad to say this, but recycling is not feasible, and it should not be that way. Never used to be that way, but things have gone terribly wrong in the recycling industry. We were actually paying, you know, a guy to run the route. And so we had a truck and we had the manpower and then the fuel. And then we turn around and we drive it to Des Moines and we turn around and pay $60, $70, $80 a ton, depending on where the market is, to get rid of it. You can go out here to our landfill and you can get rid of it for $32 a ton. So it's sad. It's frustrating. And hopefully, you know, they can get something figured out, whether it be at the state level or worldwide. I mean, something needs to get figured out with recycling because it is saving the environment and it's a good thing to do, but it definitely has to be feasible. So you just can't run in the red all the time with it. We'll see what happens with that down the road. We've had a few phone calls. People wanted to know what to do with their blue bin that they have. I mean, a lot of people that didn't recycle, you'd drive by and see it in their garage and they had baseballs and soccer balls. You know, they used it for storage. So, you know, you're more than welcome to use it for whatever you'd like. If you want to throw it away, throw it in that new garbage can and we can throw it away. Or you can take it out and throw it in the recycling bin because it is a recyclable product. So, you know, I think most people will keep them and use them for storage boxes, but there's a few options there.
All right. Well, Jack Butler, Perry Public Works Director, anything else that you would like to mention to our listeners today about the new garbage procedures?
Well, just have a little patience with us. Like I said, if there's any issues, we're going to let you know. We're going to work with you. We'll do our best to make this as smooth and easy as a transition for not only the city employees, but for the residents of Perry. Again, if you have anything, you know, please call down to City Hall and we'll be out. We'll personally come out and talk to you and we'll make this work the best we can.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Jack Butler. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sirwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.